Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar and Dir Masechus Kedushin, Daf Ein Dal, the fourth parak, Asara Yochsin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a braisa that where two people are arguing over who bought an item, the seller is believed to identify the true buyer. Now, this is only where the merchandise is still in the seller's possession because it's his responsibility to complete the transaction and give it to the buyer, and so is careful to remember him. Once it left his possession, he's no longer granted special believability because he's less careful to remember the buyer once he fulfilled his responsibility. Although he would remember who paid him, the cases where he received money from both, but says, Chad medatai v'chad bal korchi, I received money from one willingly and from one against my will. Similarly, a judge is believed to say, L'zeh zechisi, l'zeh chayavti, I ruled in favor of this one and against that one, but only where the litigants are before him, and he's responsible to remember his decision. After they left, he's no longer believed, since he's not responsible to remember his verdict. He cannot simply rejudge the case because the case was a ruling of Shuda Dadaini, a ruling based on the judge's discretion, and he may rule differently the next time. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph taught that Abba Shaul called the Shtuki a Baduki and examine one. The Gemara asks if this means Shabotin as Imo, that we ask his mother, V'omeris l'kashin nivalti ne'amenes, and if she says, I had relations with a genealogically fit person, she's believed. This is merely a repetition from Ben Gamliel's position, who taught that an unmarried pregnant woman is believed to identify the father as being one of pure lineage, whereas Rabbi Yeshua disagreed. The Gemara suggests from Ben Gamliel only ruled the mother fit for a Kohen, but not her daughter, and Abba Shaul rules even the daughter fit. However, since there's an opinion that Divrei Makshaba, Makshaba Vita, the opinion, referring to Rabbi Gamliel, that rules her fit also rules her daughter fit, the Gemara answers instead that Rabbi Gamliel's ruling was the Rob Ksherim Eitzla, where most of the men of the city are fit in relation to her, meaning her child from them would be fit for Kohuna. But Abba Shaul says she's believed even where most people of the city would render her child unfit for Kohuna. And pointing with you, the next mission teaches, all those forbidden to enter the congregation are permitted to marry one another. For example, a mamzer and a shtuki, an unsurd mamzer, may marry one another. Rabbi Yehuda forbids them. Rabbi Lazar says, vadan bevadan mutter, those whose prohibition to the congregation is certain are permitted to those whose prohibition to the congregation is certain, such as mamzerim with nesinim. But safek mamzerim cannot marry a certain mamzer, for example, nor a safek one. Since a permit for a mamzer with a shtuki was already taught on Daf Samech Tes, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion would appear identical to Rabbi Lazar's, the Gemara proceeds to suggest numerous interpretations of the Mishnah and disproves them, until Rava ultimately explains, Ger Amoni Umaavi Ikbenayu, an Ammonite or Moabite convert is the difference between them, and they are the ones forbidden to enter the congregation that the Mishnah permits to marry other such people, such as mamzerim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits converts to marry mamzerim, would agree that these converts, who are prohibited to legitimate Jews, are permitted to mamzerim, and the Gemara concludes that first part of the Mishnah is all one opinion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa that where two people are arguing over who bought an item, the seller is believed to identify the true buyer. Now, this is only where the merchandise is still in the seller's possession because it's his responsibility to complete the transaction and give it to the buyer, and so is careful to remember him. Once it left his possession, he's no longer granted special believability because he's less careful to remember the buyer once he fulfilled his responsibility. Although he would remember who paid him, the cases where he received money from both, but says, Chad medatai v'chad bal korchi, I received money from one willingly and from one against my will. Similarly, a judge is believed to say, L'zeh zechisi, l'zeh chayavti, I ruled in favor of this one and against that one, but only where the litigants are before him, and he's responsible to remember his decision. After they left, he's no longer believed, since he's not responsible to remember his verdict. He cannot simply rejudge the case because the case was a ruling of Shuda Dadaini, a ruling based on the judge's discretion, and he may rule differently the next time. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph taught that Abba Shaul called the Shtuki a Baduki and examine one. The Gemara asks if this means Shabotin as Imo, that we ask his mother, V'omeris l'kashin nivalti ne'amenes, and if she says, I had relations with a genealogically fit person, she's believed. This is merely a repetition from Ben Gamliel's position, who taught that an unmarried pregnant woman is believed to identify the father as being one of pure lineage, whereas Rabbi Yeshua disagreed. The Gemara suggests from Ben Gamliel only ruled the mother fit for a Kohen, but not her daughter, and Abba Shaul rules even the daughter fit. However, since there's an opinion that Divrei Makshaba, Makshaba Vita, the opinion, referring to Rabbi Gamliel, that rules her fit also rules her daughter fit, the Gemara answers instead that Rabbi Gamliel's ruling was the Rob Ksherim Eitzla, where most of the men of the city are fit in relation to her, meaning her child from them would be fit for Kohuna. But Abba Shaul says she's believed even where most people of the city would render her child unfit for Kohuna. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah teaches, quote, Surim Lavo B'Kahal, all those forbidden to enter the congregation. Mutarim Lavo Zebazel are permitted to marry one another. For example, a mamzer and a shtuki, an unsurd mamzer, may marry one another. Rabbi Yehuda forbids them. Rabbi Lazar says, Vadan b'vadan mutter, those whose prohibition to the congregation is certain are permitted to those whose prohibition to the congregation is certain, such as mamzerim with nesinim. But Safik mamzerim cannot marry a certain mamzer, for example, nor a Safik one. Since a permit for a mamzer with a shtuki was already taught on Daf Samach Tes, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion would appear identical to Rabbi Lazar's, the Gemara proceeds to suggest numerous interpretations of the Mishnah and disproves them, until Rava ultimately explains, Ger Amoni u'ma'avi ik b'nayu, an Ammonite or Moabite convert is the difference between them, and they are the ones forbidden to enter the congregation that the Mishnah permits to marry other such people, such as Mamzerim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits converts to marry Mamzerim, would agree that these converts, who are prohibited to legitimate Jews, are permitted to Mamzerim, and the Gemara concludes that first part of the Mishnah is all one opinion. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ein Dalet, and our standard Siman is a witness, an aid. So here goes. The seller who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call Shtuki a Baduki, who ran through the courtroom to see the chuppah taking place outside of an Amoni Ger marrying a Mamzeris. Once again, slow motion. The seller who is told in the witness stand, that must be Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The seller who is told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that where two people are arguing over who bought an item, the seller is believed to identify the true buyer. This is only where the merchandise is still in the seller's possession, because it's his responsibility to complete the transaction and give it to the buyer, and so is careful to remember him. Once it left his possession, he's no longer granted special believability because he is less careful to remember the buyer once he fulfilled his responsibility. So the seller who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki a baduki, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph taught that Abba Shul called a shtuki a baduki, an examine one. Abba Shul holds that if we ask his mother and she says that she had relations with a genealogical fit man, she's believed even where most of the people in the city would render her child unfit for kahuna. So the seller who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki, a baduki, who ran through the courtroom to see the chuppah taking place outside of an Amoni ger marrying a mamzeris, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, Ko asurin levo b'kahal, all those forbidden to enter the congregation, mutarim levo zebazel, are permitted to marry one another. Rava ultimately explains that Ammoni or Moabi ger are the ones forbidden to enter the congregation that the Mishnah permits to marry other such people, such as mamzerim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits converts to marry mamzerim, would agree that these gerim, who are prohibited to legitimate Jews, are permitted to mamzerim. So once again, the seller who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki, a baduki, who ran through the courtroom to see the chuppah taking place outside of an Amoni ger marrying a mamzeris. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf ayin. So the simmer daf ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more daf ayin. The eye doctor who could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, which reminds us, Rav said, Kol noisi isha l'shum mamon, anyone who marries a woman unfit for him for the sake of money, havin l'obanim she'enim huganim, he'll have children who are unfit, which he supports from a pasuk. He further darshans that pasuk to add that he'll lose money he gained from her as well as her own money in as little as a month. So the eye doctor who could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, which reminds us, Shmuel says, Kol haposo b'muma poso. Anyone who disqualifies, it's with his own blemish that he disqualifies others. The Gemara brings the story of the man who called Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel's attendant a slave, and how Rabbi Yehuda banned this man and called him a slave. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, because this man always bragged that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim, which reminds us this man objected to being called a slave, saying he was actually a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Rav Yehuda then quoted Shmuel, Kol da'amar medebeis Chashmonai kasina avdahu. Anyone who says I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim is in fact a slave. Daf ein av. So the simmer daf ein av is a donkey going e-aw. So here goes. The donkey driver donkey, that must be more daf ein av, e-aw. The donkey driver from the land of Isa carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael. On his donkey, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Karatzos Isa le'Eretz Yisrael, all lands are like dough, meaning a mix of genealogical pure and impure people compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Isa le'Babel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough compared to Babel. So, the donkey driver from the land of Isa carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael, on his donkey, saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing Hashem's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names. Rava once sought to speak publicly about Kosh Baruch Hu's 4-letter name until an elder told him that it must remain hidden. So the donkey driver from the land of Isa carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael, on his donkey, saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, and that the one who quieted down first was given a better yichus certificate, which reminds us, Gemara relates how the people in Eretz Yisrael examined people's lineage. When two people would quarrel with each other, they would see which of them would be silent first, Amru Haim Yuchas Tve, and they would say, this one is a better lineage, because those with tainted lineage are generally resentful of being rejected by others and are therefore quarrelsome. Similarly, Rav said, Shtikuse de Babel Hayini Yuchusa, the silence of people of Babel is the proof of their pure lineage. Daf Ayin Beis, so the Siman Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond studded birthday cake, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis, of thick. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond studded birthday cake, which reminds us from a pasuk in Daniel, we learn that the Persians are compared to a bear. They eat and drink like a bear, they're fat like a bear, they're hairy like a bear, and they have no rest like a bear, which constantly paces even when tied. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died, which reminds us when Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. When Rebbe died, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Rabbi Yehuda was born, Rav was born. When Rav died, Rav Ashi was born. L'lamedcha she'en tzaddik niftar min ha'olam, to teach you that a tzaddik does not leave this world ad she'nivra tzaddik kamoso, until another tzaddik like him is created. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died. His father tried to scare it away by splashing pure water towards it that was meant to purify mamzerim in the future, which reminds us there's a malchokas of mamzerim will be pure in the times of Mashiach. Daf Ein. So the Siman Daf Ein is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The ostrich egg farmer ostrich egg, that must learn Daf Ein Gimel, giant ostrich egg. The ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, which reminds us, Gemara brings malchokas if a ger can marry a mamzeris. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, which reminds us the prohibition of a shtuki when his father is unknown. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, when all of a sudden a man and a woman snatched a lost boy off the street claiming to be his parents and were believed. Which reminds us, Rav Chista said, Shloshin and Manim Ma'alter, three people are believed only when they testify immediately. And they are one who testifies about an Asufi, a midwife, and one releasing her fellow woman from need of concerns. The first was explained by Rav, Kozman Shebashuk, as long as the child is in the street, Aviv Imo Ne'amanim Alav, his father and mother are believed to claim he's their child. But once he's gathered in from the street, he's considered an Asufi and requires full testimony. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that the Persians are compared to a bear? That's on Duff. Ayin Beis. Good number 2. Which stuff do you learn a seller is not believed to say who he sold an item to after the item leaves his possession? That's on Duff. Ayin Dalet. Good number 3. Which stuff do you learn about the prohibition of a shtuki? That's on Duff. Ayin Gimel. Good number 4. Which stuff do you learn all lands are considered like Isa, like dough, when compared to Eretz Yisrael? And Eretz Yisrael is considered like Isa when compared to Babel. That's on Daf. Ayin Av. Good number 5. Which stuff do we learn? An Ammoni or Moabi ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. That's on Daf. Ayin Dalet. Good number 6. Which stuff do you learn the source that the children of a man intimated with a Nachris are not Jewish? That's on Daf. Samaches. Good number 7. Which stuff do you learn before one tzaddik dies, another tzaddik is born? That's on Daf. Ayin Beis. Good number 8. Which of you when anyone who claims to be from the Chashman Naim is a slave? That's on Daf. Ayin. Good number 9. Which of the one that Abashul called a shtuki, a buduki? That's on Daf. Ayin Dalet. Good number 10. Which of the one that three people are believed when they testify immediately, one being when parents claim a child is theirs when it's still found in the street? That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.